Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thank you, Mark. During the course of the event, we experienced...
Okay, you have been hearing a live coverage of the press conference in Jefferson Parish. I'm Scoot on the air. We continue with the aftermath of Hurricane Francine. And right now, Michelle Borg with Energy joins us on WWL. I know a lot of you have questions. So, Michelle, welcome to our show. Thank you so much for taking time to call us.
Great. Thank you so much for having me this afternoon. We appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. So what do you want to tell everybody who is an energy customer who is currently out of power?
Well, first, I want to give a quick update on the progress that we've made today in restoring power and assessing the system, and then certainly give everybody a preview of what we're going to be coming out with and talking about in terms of restoration time estimates. I know that's top of mind for a lot of our customers. So just to back up and talk about our progress, so right after passage of Hurricane Francine making its way across the viewing area and out towards northern part of the state in Mississippi, we had about 300,000 customers out across the state. And as soon as the storm passes through and it's when it's safe for our crews to get out there and put buckets in the air, the first thing that we're focused on is assessing the damage and using this information to make a really efficient, effective restoration plan. So we did have some crews that were out last night starting a patrol to look for some damage, but we really came out in full force this morning at first light. You know, we've got 6,000-plus line workers, vegetation crews, scouts, damage assessors, all the people that we need to start the restoration process. They're out and about today assessing damages and starting the restoration progress. So since first light this morning, we've restored service to about 25% of the customers who experienced an outage during the event. And we continue to expect to have the same great progress for the remainder of the day today.
So does it appear as if the majority of the damage is something that can be fixed sooner rather than later, based on the assessment of the damage so far?
Yeah, we are finding a lot of vegetation-related damage. So this will be, a tree limb that snaps and breaks loose and falls across two conductors, and that creates a fault, right, and the circuit trips. We did have, in the metro area specifically, in Metairie-Kenner and some in New Orleans as well, have some larger cases, trouble cases as we call them, but outage areas related to substation-related issues. So these are the electrical equipment that sits behind a fenced perimeter that serves as kind of the feeder for all of the customers in that one general area. So when we get that damage fixed, then we can restore a lot of people at one time. And so we have made some progress with getting some of those bigger outage areas resolved, and that certainly factors into our prioritization process where, you know, easy things to fix, or relatively easy things to fix that get on a lot of customers, that's where we're going first to get the maximum impact.
You know, I know the feeling, and I know a lot of people listening know the feeling of you're sitting there and it's dark at night, or there's just nothing going on. There's no light in the kitchen or light in the bedroom or the bathroom during the day, and then all of a sudden, boom, the lights go on, the TV comes on, and it's just the greatest feeling in the world. I know people are waiting for that feeling. Can you give us an idea, and I know you can't be specific with everybody, but can you give us a general idea of when you think power will be back for the majority of people?
Absolutely. So we are working through that plan right now, and we recognize any time without electricity is an inconvenience. You know, emotions are high right now. This has been a very stressful situation with this storm and the changing path and changing intensity, and, you know, has kind of got us all on edge a little bit. So we're working as hard as we can to get as much specific information as we can out as soon as possible. What we're going to do by the end of the day today is publish on our website, entergy.com/viewoutages, a list of the most heavily impacted parishes. So by parish, when will we expect to have the majority of customers back in lights? So I know that doesn't give a specific restoration estimate for every single customer, but that's the first pass of information that we'll be getting out. And we'll be working to refine that tomorrow and into the next day and beyond in certain areas where, you know, we may have some very, very heavy impact, like in Terrebonne Parish, for example. But that will be supplemented certainly on our view outage map. Customers, we encourage all of our customers to go out there to get the latest information. And as we have specific information about a specific outage, so it might be you by yourself, or it might be you and your neighbors on your same block, or it could be, you know, a couple hundred customers. If you click on the little icon that's over your home, that'll pull up a box that'll have more information. So as we get specific information about specific cases, we're going to be pushing that information out to the website.
All right. Give us that website one more time.
Absolutely. It's entergy.com/viewoutages. And that's what we commonly refer to as the view outage map.
All right, and if it's red, you're out. If it's green, you're good. So people can have hope that you're working so rapidly as you can. People can hold out hope that any moment their power is going to come back.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, like I said, we've got 6,000 plus resources that you know, our own line workers who live and work in this community and are, you know, constantly working to improve the system here, supplemented by line workers from our sister utilities from Arkansas and Texas and Mississippi, then supplemented with resources from our peer utilities that provide mutual assistance to us in times of need, like right now. So all those line workers are out in the field right now getting their assignments and getting at it. So absolutely, all of our customers should know we're working as hard as we can, as quickly as we can, as safely as we can, and do have hope that the lights will come back on very soon.
Are there situations where it could take a long time?
Yeah, I mean, every storm is different, right? And every storm brings with it its own challenges and unique, you know, idiosyncrasies or different kinds of damages. This storm, it came and it moved through pretty quickly. You know, it definitely took a jog to the east, which for us, you know, the metro area kind of crept into the equation and into the cone of error. And then, you know, obviously the eye wall, you know, was over Jefferson and Orleans. And so we have a lot of customers in that area because it's a densely populated metropolitan area. So, like I said, I mean, we're working as hard as we can, as quickly as we can to get the lights back on. And, you know, we stand committed to making sure that everybody is kept apprised of our status.
And Michelle, for many people, and I was on the air last night and then again during the early morning hours, a lot of people said their power went out really early. Is that an indication that maybe the solution would be simpler than more complicated?
That's hard to say because every case is different. You know, I think, you know, for us, we've been doing a lot of work investing in the system, replacing older infrastructure with infrastructure that stands up to kind of higher wind speeds. And I don't know if you've noticed on the view outage map, you know, the island of Grand Isle, Grand Isle in Jefferson Parish, lower extremity of Jefferson Parish, for the most part kept lights on all through the event. And, you know, we've done a lot of work down on Grand Isle to rebuild it after Ida. And I think that's proof positive to, you know, building the system back stronger and better. And the result is that, you know, through a storm like this, you know, we can keep the lights on. So it's hard to say, Scoot, you know, it could be vegetation. It could be a wire down. You know, it could be a substation issue. So we got to get our teams out there and really assess to see what's going on.
Unfortunately, it could be somebody running into a telephone pole and knocking out power. Unfortunately, that happens. I'm in West End, and I have learned that I've got full power at my condo building. So it's good news for me. But I know a lot of people are waiting for it to come back on. Michelle Borg, Customer Service Vice President with Energy Louisiana. Thank you for being with us, and thanks for the information. I know it brings hope, and it does bring a sense of ease to a lot of people who are just waiting for that power to pop back on.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity, and we'll be calling you back. So Okay. Thanks for having us.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. All right. That's the latest from Energy. I'm Scoot on the air. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Mike Dettillier, NFL college football analyst on Sports Talk. Mike Dettillier has just driven in from Lafourche, and we'll talk to him about what he has seen. And look, let's remember that where we are right now, this is not going to always be this way. Things are going to get better. So hang on and try to be positive.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.